on Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK. The homeboy is back, ladies and gentlemen, and he will be at the Colonial Theater this coming Saturday night. And you can have yourself a pair of tickets by going to thecolonialtheater.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the homie himself, Craig Shoemaker, is here. Good morning, sir.
I am very happy to be back, and I got new material because I hung out with my mom last night.
Okay. Okay.
Lots of material there. I don't know about you, but a lot of comics feel this way. Very judged by our mothers. And I can hear her voice, even in LA, I can hear her voice. Siri is her voice, my navigational system. It all sounds like her judging me. I made one little wrong turn the other day from my navigational system. I swear her, the eyes roll.
Rerouting.
And it was with her last night. She won't wear a hearing aid.
Went through that with my mom.
And it gets them in trouble.
We go through that with Vinnie Brand.
Yeah.
That's true. He's got that issue. It was dark, and this guy was coming up behind her, and he says, "Steep Hill," right? And she goes, "Hi, Steve Hill, Barbara Shoemaker. Nice to meet you." And now, you're going to think I'm making this story up. She comes to see me in L.A., and we're driving along, and she goes, "Craig, what are you going to do about that flood at your house?" I go, "That's all right, Mom. I got my own wet vac." You know, wet vac. Wet vac. She thought I said a derogatory term from Mexico. Okay. The following conversation took place. She's assuming that's what I'm saying. She goes, My, Craig, I thought you weren't that type. I said, "What are you talking about, Mom? A lot of people have them." And she says, "You have your own?" I said, "I have mine in the garage. They're handy. In L.A., you need them." And this goes on and on. We're talking about it last night. She actually, for 10 minutes, thought I was talking about that I had a Mexican in my garage, that everyone has one in L.A. And then she finally goes, "Where do you get one?"
Home Depot.
I said, "Right in front of Home Depot." Exactly. I said, "You got to go in and pay." But they were on the way out. I swear that was a conversation.
Oh, God.
So she still won't wear the hearing aid, so maybe I'll have more material from it.
But. Well, especially in L.A., I don't know how much it happens here, but in L.A., when I'm out there visiting my son, I'm always fixing something.
Yeah.
And when you go to Home Depot, there's usually at least a dozen Mexicans who are just looking for day work.
I've gone there many times.
Right? You know, and so all the time you're saying this, I'm going, "Oh, there's a Home Depot joke coming here."
It was a conversation that took place. What I love about coming here is I'll see someone in the audience and it leads to a bit.
Right.
You know, or like a story. I go, "Hey, Mike Pitko." And that reminds me of in high school. This is a true story. The teacher's name was, Mr. Marushak was sick, but so was Mike Pitko, right? He had mono. The substitute was Mrs. Flaccioni. I swear that was her name, right?
Flaccioni.
Mrs. Flaccioni.
All right. That's Italian for fart.
They had really hot girls in that class. So I went in with my lunch, or during my lunch, and went in and replaced Mike Pitko, who had mono. So I start eating my food, and she goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "I'm eating my food. Quit bothering me." So I would like torture the teacher, and she says, "What is wrong with you? What's your name?" I said, "Mike Pitko." He came back from having mono, and he was suspended. Now he's chief of police.
Is he really?
I swear to God, yeah.
That's wild.
Remember me, Craig? I don't know if you knew this, if I said this before. At 23andMe, I found out I'm 14% African from Ghana.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, someone had to gather up the slaves.
In the world, not a comment was
you
that.
Were the white guy from Ghana. I'm sorry.
No. I am black. I am 14% black.
Rachel Dolezal, everybody.
It doesn't go back to your history of where you lived. That's not what the DNA test is. You know, you lived at one time in Ghana with your slave trader family. No, that's not how it works, John. It's a DNA.
That doesn't mean that you couldn't have been a white guy born in Ghana.
No, that's not how it works. It's centuries. Oh, my God.
This should be the TV show.
What is wrong with you? Have you done this test?
Yes, I have.
Have you? And yes. What are you?
He's Nigerian. Confused.
No, I am from a part of Italy that no one in my family is from. Right? There's like my mother would live close to that part of it.
So wait,
I'm Sicilian.
Are you 100%?
Supposedly until I took that stupid test.
And now what?
And now I'm like, I'm in the middle of the country.
But it That's all Italy.
That's all Italy.
You have no African?
No, I have no African.
I can't relate to
you. I'm a purebred. Sorry. I'm not a mutt like you.
By the way, this was a big surprise to me. I thought I was, I knew I was black Irish. I didn't know I was literally black. I'm like Wakanda. And I got pulled over a week after I found out. My cop says to me, do you know why I stopped you? I'm like, I think we both know. I know. Hands we can see them. I get the drill. Po-po. So, yeah, it's a whole other world now.
Craig Shoemaker is appearing tomorrow night at the Colonial Theater. Get tickets through colonialtheater.com.
Should people show up late?
With the Italians, they do that. They're very late people.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.